Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Hours in the book, 60 minutes to go. This is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. My next guest is Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, 30-plus years of military excellence, and we always appreciate him carving out some time for us here on this phenomenal platform across the entire country. Do you think with the amount of money we're spending in Ukraine, with this Ukraine-Russia war, that we've been baited into this conflict?
Well, I don't think we've been baited into anything. I think we made a interest-based assessment that we could not let this stand, that this being Russia's illegal invasion into, you know, a country that wasn't doing anything to them. And because it has ramifications beyond Ukraine. Now, the fact that Zelensky's asking for that, he's chasing his national interest. You know, he wants as much help as he can get, including getting us to be involved physically with the fight. To my knowledge, even President Biden hasn't said, okay, let's go load up the Marines and the airborne and go attack Russia. So the fact that Zelensky's asked for a lot of stuff, I mean, he's like wants, you know, like 400,000 tanks or something insane like that. He's going to get that stuff. But giving him ammunition and weapon systems that he can use, that's not a bad thing. I still have not seen anything that justifies us crossing our arms and saying, well, this is all Ukraine's fault. You know, they made Russia invade them.
Right.
I don't understand that thought process, but I guess people can think it. So no, I have not, I'm not ready to say we've been baited into a gigantic war with Russia, because we're not at war with Russia yet. We haven't done anything to justify being at war with Russia, and I don't think Russia really wants to be at war with us. So I don't see that Mr. Zelensky is that, you know, Machiavellian manipulator that some people here in the United States seem to be buying that he is. He's asking straight up for help, and why that surprises anybody, I don't know. If somebody else's country was invaded by Russia, they'd be asking for help too. So, you know, I guess I'll just leave it with that. Is that sufficient answer?
I think so. Last week we talked at length about the potential for either a tactical nuke or some kind of a nuclear weapon strike by Russia to Ukraine to sort of end this thing. But now they're ramping up drone strikes, and we had talked about maybe going to a different level as far as advanced weaponry. Are we beginning to see some of that stuff now, do you think? Or is this just another, let's say, rung in the arsenal that Russia has?
I think Russia is, you know, they're stomping their feet and threatening the use of nukes. That makes sense for them to do that. But they haven't used it yet, which also makes sense. But they are starting to use more of their precision weapons. I think it's more an issue of they're running out of stuff to shoot, and so they're using precision weapons, Lee, very expensive, you know, not a kind of weapon system they have unlimited numbers of, to shoot at apartment buildings, because they're kind of running out of stuff to do. So I think on one hand, that's an indicator that we need to look at, that Putin is getting desperate. He's realizing his threats have not caused the West to back off on its support of Ukraine. It certainly hasn't caused Ukraine to back off on their continued efforts to oust Russia from the land that they have stolen or have tried to steal. You know, I can't have a lot of sympathy for Russia when they say, this is terrible. Look, these nasty Ukrainians blew up our bridge. Well, yeah, well, you invaded their country and are bombing their civilians pretty regularly. I don't think you get a free pass, Mr. Putin, just because you think you deserve one. You know, look, I'm praying for this thing to end.
Right.
It's not helping the Russian people. It's certainly not helping the Ukrainians. And it's not helping the world. But just saying, okay, just let Putin have that stuff. Who cares? Is not the right answer. In fact, that's a morally corrupt, cowardly answer that I just can't understand people in the United States making. And I think it's an undefendable argument.
Let's make a wild assumption that tomorrow the war ended, like you had just said. You pray the war ended. Let's say tomorrow Putin decides, well, it's just not worth it, and some sanity, you know, creeps into his head, and he decides to pull all his forces back to Russia. Well, how does the world treat Putin at that point?
I think Putin would, you know, would be given credit for that, but I don't think that would suddenly open the windows of heaven for aid and all sorts of other stuff. I think he'd still be essentially a pariah for what he's done. You know, I mean, if Hitler had stopped after raping Poland and, you know, stealing Czechoslovakia and everything else,
right,
I don't think the world would have said, oh, hey, Adolf, he's not such a bad guy.
Right.
You know, I think they would have still realized he was a horrible person. I'm not doing the typical let's compare Putin to Hitler thing. But that's the only time a country in Europe has done kind of what Putin has done. So it's the only good example to use. But I think it would benefit the Russian people because I think some of the restrictions put on Russia might be taken off. You know, some of the economic sanctions, things like that. But, you know, Putin has tried to run the table. He's pushed all of his chips in and thought he was going to win big. And it turned out he hadn't won anything, you know, except in the minds of some people who think we should all just roll over and say, oh, well, you know, we don't have any interest there. Let's roll up the gangplanks and just stay in America. I'm sorry, that kind of isolationist view is silly. It was silly when they did it in World War II or going into World War II, and it's really silly now when we have a truly global economy and business model. I'm sorry, it just doesn't work. No offense to my libertarian friends and my isolationist friends, which I have both of.
Right.
But I think politically they're wrong. It's just not the right course of action. We have to be cautious. We have to be very, very nuanced in what we do. And sadly, this particular administration isn't really known for nuance and you know, that ability to turn the rheostat one degree at a time. But that's the way we need to play it.
Well, I just can't see how the global community would welcome him back, considering what we know about bombing playgrounds and, as you had just said, residential areas and civilians over and over again. How do you bounce back? How do you rectify or straighten that out with the rest of the planet?
I you know, Lee, I really wish I had an answer for that. I don't. You know, some of the stuff, some of the, you know, these mass graves they found and things like that as the Russians have pulled back, some of that you could possibly say, look, those guys weren't ordered to do that. That was just an ill-disciplined military that was falling apart, and ill-disciplined militaries that are falling apart do bad things,
right,
particularly when they're under pressure. But the bombings, the rocketing, the missiles going into to residential areas, that stuff someone's given the orders to do, and that then does fall on Putin and his responsibility. And I don't know how the world community, do they declare him a war criminal and, you know, make him persona non grata? I don't know. That's a difficult call. And, you know, even though I've sat at the table with some really big dogs in our government, that one's still above my pay grade.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. It seems as if the Carter, Bush, Obama, and Biden administrations favored the interests of Russia and Shiite Iran, considering recent history, recent revelations of Mossad stealing Iran's nuclear plans, and the fact that the Abraham Accords seem to be holding up. Would Russia and Iran prefer a Democrat Congress?
Yeah, I think they do. You know, Iran in particular likes that, you know, this sort of bizarre idea that we're suddenly going to make Iran our, you know, linchpin of our friendships in the Middle East, which they haven't been the whole time the, you know, the Islamic Republic regime has been in there. They've been, you know, sworn enemies since the day we let the Shah, you know, go to the hospital here.
Right.
But it's, you know, whether Russia does or not, I think Russia thinks they can manipulate those people better because he's been able to do it. I mean, it's worked for him. So I think they would much prefer that. I think we give these other countries more calculus kind of thoughts about our elections. They look at our political landscape and literally will go person by person as to who they think would be more beneficial to them. That used to just be a wish list. Now, with the ability to do disinformation and to manipulate people through the internet, yeah, they could actually get involved and move things around. But I think the idea that, you know, that this was all because Putin liked Trump has turned out to be a complete lie. Trump was actually tougher on Putin than most of the Democrats who are coming at Trump with torches and pitchforks. But, you know, we'll have to let that continue to work its way through the investigations and the courts and see where it comes out. Long answer to a short question is yes, I think he would prefer, you know, the Democrats to maintain control of the Congress to allow Biden to more free reign to do what he wants to do.
His name is Stephen Bucci, and we always appreciate him carving out some time. We got to run. Music is playing, my friend. We'll talk to you next time. Keep it right here, the USA Radio Network.
Anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know how much I believe in vitamins. Vitamins have been the key to my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded by Dr. Group and has been in business for over 20 years. Dr. Group is one of President Trump's health advisors and works to develop natural solutions to the situations we're dealing with around the world. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system, unlock more energy and maintain regularity. That is why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut to help eliminate gas, constipation, and bloating. Oxy Powder is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your body, change your life. Get a 15% discount with a 100% one-year money-back guarantee for a limited time only. Visit globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 15% off. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save 90 $20 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited-time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited-time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, all, welcome back. So we've had this next gentleman on before in the past a couple of different times. Really nice guy. A concerned citizen, an American patriot. We're not going to get into too many details on as far as what he does or what he's done in the past as far as the country. But enough said, he is a patriot, and he has been involved with kids and helping children for as long as I've known him. And he's joining us today to talk about a very special young man that needs help. And he's kicked off a GoFundMe page for that help, and that's Jeffrey Epstein joining me. Jeff, how are you?
Just finally, and yourself, thanks for bringing me on today.
Of course. So, you know, you had showed me this video that we'll post up on our social media sites, et cetera. I think I saw this over a year ago, and so we're circling back to this again. And you explain the situation for this poor young man.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, as you know, I headed up a charitable organization to help children of lost parents and service the country and community. The U.S. Army reached out with a half dozen kids that represent the 20,000 that they have under their wings. And one of the boys participated in a pilot week that I hosted. He's a teenager, and he suffered muchly over the years, starting at his basically 7 months of age. Up until this year, he's had close to a dozen brain surgeries. His name's Austin. He suffers from a brain bleeding disorder. It's a genetic condition that causes neural lesions and the development of these cavernous malformations in the brain and spine. And his most we almost lost him twice this year. And he was recently discharged from Boston Children's Hospital, and they made the recommendation that he secure a service dog. So it's a seizure-trained service dog to help him, to protect him. the dogs are trained in such a way, Lee, that they can alert him to an oncoming seizure and guide him to the ground and then alert others in the area to come basically to render assistance. So I put together a GoFundMe site, and we're trying to raise some money. I've got a couple people that were referred by a U.S. Marshal down in Dallas that trained these dogs, and they're ready to secure the dogs, start training. It's about a year's worth of full training, first 6 months or so. He's going to be directly involved, the boy,
yeah.
Austin. And like I said, the whole thing is just about helping him and provide some quality and bring some love into his life. You know, he's such a nice, caring boy, and he really does deserve our help.
And I know for a fact the people who are putting up the service dog are doing it at a drastically reduced rate, so kudos to them as well.
And he'll have a new best friend.
Right.
I don't have to tell you what it's like. You know, I know you're a dog owner, and I was. The amount of love that would bring. Not only can the dog bring that level of love into his life and be there as a companion, but I think... I think that having that dog would probably perpetuate his life, extend his
sure.
life, and that's what I want to do. I want to do whatever I can to help this boy. He's really a nice kid. He's very considerate, and like I said, I was so impressed with him when I met him. He had a tough life.
Right.
Following the military loss, he carried basically the honor flag with him, and he represented it at a number of different places where he lived in events, pro-veteran events and stuff, and that impacted him tremendously.
Right.
And I just, I actually took him and another boy and their grandmothers out for a day on the water. And like I said, Lee, I was so impressed by him because he was the first one to chip in. And as sick as, or ill as he had been.
Yeah.
He was just very positive and just a kind-hearted soul. And that's why I'm saying I'm trying to help him. He really touched my heart.
Sure.
I've never gone near a GoFundMe before, but it just seemed like a good platform to get
yeah.
the message out.
Yeah.
I'd like to mention that the organization we're securing the service dog from did so at a steep discount because they're also partial to the cause.
Okay, see, that's what I figured.
But I'd like to invite everybody not just to contribute, but when you visit the site, there is an interview. It's probably, I don't know, 12, 15 seconds
right.
long of Austin. And just invite you to come and visit that and watch it. You'll get some perspective on what kind of boy this is.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll put it up on social media. One more time, tell everybody what page to look for as far as GoFundMe goes.
Yes, it's Help Austin Get a Seizure-Trained Service Dog. Once again, Help Austin Get a Seizure-Trained Service Dog on GoFundMe. And thank you, Lee.
You got it. All right, real quick break. We'll come right back once again. I'm Lee Elsey filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Former Congressman Bob Schaefer will join me next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Democratic-led January 6 committee subpoenaed former President Trump on Friday, a step that is unlikely to compel Trump's testimony before the panel dissolves at the end of the year. The subpoena gives the former president until November 4th to produce documents and sets November 14th as a deposition date. President Biden is addressing the U.S. economy from the White House Friday. The president promotes his accomplishments regarding job creation and economic investment in the United States.
10 million jobs created, a record for any administration at this point in the presidency. 3.5% unemployment, 50-year low, 50-year low. 700,000, nearly 700,000 manufacturing jobs created, with companies investing billions of dollars to build industries of the future here in America.
This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back, everyone. So, very special guest. You know, I love talking baseball. Whenever we can talk about baseball, I jump at the opportunity. But I'll tell you, this is a special time because we get a chance to do it with someone who has basically made their bones in baseball, period. We talked to this gentleman, I would say, maybe 4, 5, 6 months ago. And I tricked him into staying with us for about, I think, 45 minutes or so. But his name is Peter Gollenbach. He is one of the great authors. He's written 60 books, including the New York Times bestsellers, The Bronx Zoo with Sparky Lyle, Bums, The Oral History of the Brooklyn Dodgers. His latest critically acclaimed, Whispers of the Gods, is out now, and you can get that. Please help me welcome Peter Gollenbach to the show. So, Judge, the chase of history. Let's start there. I mean, Roger Maris sort of has this certain spot in the lore, certainly if Yankee fans, one
every
goes.
Fan, every yeah. fan. He was the leading single-season home run hitter in history. He beat out Babe Ruth. Ruth hit 60 in 1927. Roger Maris hit 61 in 1961. And Aaron Judge hit 62 in 2022. Amazing.
Are we forgetting Bonds, though? Are we throwing him out?
No. Oh, no. We're not forgetting Bonds. I'm just talking American League.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
No. Oh, no. No. Bonds had 73. Mark McGwire had 70.
Right.
And Sammy Sosa had 66. And they're in the books, and they will always be in the books.
Right. In 61, there was a certain magic about it because, you know, life was a little bit simpler then, and there wasn't the same kind of media scrutiny. Well, there was media scrutiny, but...
Oh, there was tremendous media scrutiny in 1961. I mean, it drove poor Roger crazy.
Right.
In fact, one of the interviews in Whispers of the Gods is the interview that I did with Roger Maris. And I had written to him, and he didn't want to... You know, he didn't write back, so apparently he didn't want to talk to me. I went to his beer distributorship in Gainesville, and his brother said, "No, I'm sorry, he's not here." So I got in the car and drove to Atlanta from Gainesville to see Cleet Boyer, who was the owner of the Golden Glove Bar. I got there at 9 o'clock in the morning. Cleet said, "Meet me at 9 o'clock in the morning." So I got there at 9 o'clock in the morning, sat there drinking my coffee from 9 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night when Cleet Boyer showed up with Roger Maris. Maris was Cleet's closest friend. Cleet was about the next day to fly to Japan where he was going to put in his last season in baseball, and Roger was with him. And so Cleet said to Roger and me, "You know, go sit over there, and I'll be over in a minute." And Raj and I are sort of looking at each other, and I was afraid to ask him, you know, "Can I interview you?"
Right.
Because I didn't want to, you know, put a kibosh on the evening. But after a couple of minutes, as we sort of sat and looked at each other, he said, "You want to go outside and talk?" So I sat on the hood of a car in the parking lot, and we talked for about an hour and a half.
Wow.
And this is in the Whispers of the Gods. It was incredible because... I didn't really realize just how terrible the writers had made Roger feel during the 1981 season. At one point he said, "You know, I really wish I had never broken that record."
Mm.
Because the next season they treated him even worse. You know, the one season they would say to you, the one during 61, every game, 10 times somebody would say to him, "Do you think you can break Ruth's record?"
Right.
So come the next spring, what do they say to him? "Do you think you can hit 62 home runs this year?" It's just poor Rogers just drove him crazy. And he was the sort of guy who really just, you know, wanted to be left alone. And that never happened.
When I said scrutiny, I meant it in a different way. I realized that Maris was chasing a legend, like literally the greatest thing.
And not only that, but all the Mantle fans, the Yankee Mantle fans, didn't want him to do it either.
Right.
They wanted Mickey to do it. And, in fact, that was quite the race
right through
September. At one point, Mickey had hit 54 home runs. Roger had about 56, 57. and Mickey had a cold. So he went to Mel Allen's doctor, who gave him a shot.
Oh.
And unfortunately, the needle was not sterilized, and he got a terrible, terrible infection. So bad that he couldn't play the last, you know, bunch of games in the 61 season, and he didn't play very much in the World Series either because of that.
Wow.
And so that left Roger all by himself. Now he not only had to beat, you know, Ruth's record, but now all the Mantle fans were, you know, sort of pissed off that Mickey wasn't trying for it, too. It was hard on him. It was very, very hard on him.
Do you feel like this particular chase of Maris and the American League record was... I felt like it was lacking something. Is it just me? I mean, is it because I'm getting older?
What it was lacking was the usual soap opera nastiness.
Okay.
Aaron Judge, who is one of truly the nicest people on the face of this earth, guy 6'7", weighs about 265 pounds, has a beautiful swing and a beautiful smile. And you don't rattle the guy. I mean, you know, Roger Maris's kids hugged him after he broke the record.
Right.
I mean, so there was certainly drama. I mean, if you went to Yankee Stadium those last few games at the stadium, the place was packed. You know, and the guy, you know, when the guy finally caught number 62 at an away stadium, the place was packed.
Right.
I mean, there was a lot of interest in it. It just was lacking the rancor.
Yeah.
That was there in 61. Ford Frick, he may have been the commissioner at the time in 61. Either that or the National League president, one or the other. Anyhow, he was Babe Ruth's he was his ghostwriter. Ford Frick was. And they were very, very close. And Frick didn't want Maris breaking the record either.
Right.
So he came up with this notion that if Roger didn't do it in 154 games,
right,
he would get an asterisk. Yep. So the season, you know, they'd had expansion. So the season in 61 was 162 games. And, of course, he broke it in the last game, game number 162. There never was an asterisk.
Right.
But because they had talked about it, a lot of people thought there was.
Even during McGuire's run with Sosa, it was almost like a daily count. Like every day on SportsCenter, you got that count.
Because you got the competition.
Yeah.
You had the competition in 1998. It was Sosa against McGuire. And if you remember, those stands were packed, too.
Oh, yeah.
The players had gone on strike in 1994.
Right.
And everybody was saying, oh, baseball's dying. We are losing a lot of fans. What are we going to do? Well, I'll tell you what they did. They had McGuire and Sosa hitting all those home runs and packing the ballparks as Bonds packed the ballparks when he played.
Right.
You know, they talk about, he had illegal drugs on him. Well, you know, maybe he did. You know, maybe he didn't. But were those drugs the ones that put the bat on the ball and hit the home runs? No. No, and not only that, but all those owners who made all that money from Bonds and McGuire and Sosa, did they say, oh, I'm going to give you your money back because these guys were on steroids?
Right.
Not a penny. Not a penny did they return, or did they apologize.
I think Bonds gets such a raw deal, and so does Alex Rodriguez from this whole...
Alex gets a terrible raw deal. Alex Rodriguez, the greatest shortstop to ever play the game of baseball.
I'm glad you said that. I was just about to say the same thing. No one's really even close unless you want to talk, Hornsby back in the
That's right. The worst thing that Alex ever did was break up with J-Lo.
Well, yeah, that's probably true, too. Unless, of course, you want to count Madonna. She was in the mix as well, too, I think, right? For a little while.
Perhaps. That may have been false news. I don't know.
So Bonds, the greatest run of three seasons you've ever seen in your lifetime?
No, are you kidding?
Not even close.
Bonds was the greatest hitter to ever play the game of baseball, period.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. How many people got walked with the bases loaded? Not many. But I'll tell you, if I was the manager, I'd have walked them.
Yeah.
I'd have walked.
Little League numbers. If you look at, go to a baseball reference and look at his numbers, you know them. But, I mean, the people out there listening to us right now, they're literally what your kid would have if he was a good player on a Little League team.
I know it. I mean, the shame of it was that Bonds, how do I put this? He was like Reggie Jackson in a way. You know, in a way, Reggie sort of gotten a bad rap with the Yankee fans because Reggie was just so nasty.
Right.
Bonds was nasty.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I knew Bonds' father, you know, Bobby. And one time I said to Bobby, what's wrong with your son? What's the matter with him?
Really?
And he said to me, that's the way he was when he came out of his mother's womb.
He's just a mad, angry person?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know he was bitter. He was bitter that Sosa and McGuire were getting all that attention, and he knew he was, you know, 10 times.
I'm not even sure that's true.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought
it's the sort of thing, you know, when Mickey and Roger were hitting in '61, all the reporters were talking about the feud that they were having.
Okay.
That didn't exist.
Yeah.
That wasn't true. Mm-hmm. I interviewed Bob Serve, who was the third guy who roomed with the two of them in '61.
Right.
And Serve told me it wasn't true.
Yeah. But there was some seminal moment that turned Bonds from being a great player into wanting to take steroids and becoming the greatest player.
Oh, no. He may have wanted to take steroids so that he could, you know, be the best of all time.
Right.
That's possible.
Yeah. Peter Golombek is our guest, best-selling author, baseball great. We'll take a quick break. We'll hang out. We'll do one more break with Peter Golombek. Whispers of the Gods is his book. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Nevada's 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. We're talking with best-selling author Peter Gallenbach, a great baseball writer. We're talking Barry Bonds and steroids. If he took them, why did he?
But I think what happened with these guys with the steroids is that so many people were taking them.
Yep.
I know I did a book with Dykstra. Dykstra told me he was the guy who introduced Bonds to steroids.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a character, isn't he, Dykstra?
Oh, boy.
I was in spring training. I was playing with the Cardinal organization in spring training, and I remember watching Dykstra take batting practice, and every swing he'd take, he'd swear. He was a lunatic then.
Oh, no, absolutely he was. And I spent the 85 season with the Mets.
Yeah.
I did Davy Johnson's autobiography in 85, and I spent, you know, riding the buses, some of the bus rides, taking the plane trips. And I Gary Carter... Gary Carter, Rusty Staub, and the Hawaiian pitcher, number 51.
Sid Fernandez.
Yeah. Those were older guys. Those were the guys that I hung out with while I was doing this thing. Keith Hernandez was going through a divorce. He was very, very difficult.
Okay.
Just he wasn't having much fun that year. They came within two games of winning the pennant. Yeah. They had won the pennant. I had another, you know, huge bestseller. So they ended up winning in 1986.
Right.
Which didn't help me at all.
Peter Gallenbach is our guest, man. What a great guest. His latest critically acclaimed book, Whispers of the Gods, is out, and you can get it on Amazon. Can you just give me a couple minutes on some of these new rule changes that are going into effect next year? I'm more of a purist. I don't mind the pitch clock. In fact, I think it will actually be a good twist for the game. What I cannot stand, obviously I can't stand the runner on second and extra innings. I guess they're taking it away next year. But why in the world would you tell teams that you can't play where you want to play? Why wouldn't you want the shift?
Because it's too effective. Every left-handed batter is hitting 100 points lower because they hit those shots between what would ordinarily be the second baseman and the first baseman.
Hit them where they ain't.
Hey, you can't tell these people hit it the opposite way because clearly they don't know how or they won't.
Well,
you know, we have G-Man Choi here in St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
He must have hit, you know, 50 balls. into that shift.
Well,
you know, so he hits 220 instead of hitting 250.
Hit it the other way, for God's sake.
Yes. Yeah.
The shift's been around since, I mean, even before Williams, but it just...
But that's why they're getting rid of it. I mean, part of the problem is that every single pitcher is now throwing 95 miles
an
hour.
I know.
The last game of the season that we played against the Cleveland, formerly Indians, now the Guardians.
Yeah.
Which I think is really neat. It never occurred to me that Guardians and Indians both end in I-A-N-S. And if you look on the uniform, it's got the same typeface. So it almost looks like Indians, except it is Guardians, which maybe, is neat.
Maybe they saved some money by just taking out certain letters.
Maybe. But at any rate, the last game of the season, which went 15 in,
yeah,
which we lost 1-0,
right,
we struck out 20 times.
Mm.
Okay? And the game took 5 hours. So two things they're trying to do. They're trying to make it easier for hitters to hit, get a hit, by getting rid of the shift. And the other thing they're trying to do is not have five-hour games. And some of these relief pitchers will literally stand there for 3 minutes before throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And you sit there, will you please throw the ball? You're watching it on TV going, will you throw the ball? And the guy's just standing there.
Well, that's why I think this, the pitch clock will work. That'll
have to. Oh, it's worked, and it's interesting because when they bring kids up from the minors, they pitch using that pitch clock.
Yep.
And you'll notice that those young kids pitch a lot more quickly than the veterans do, because the veterans don't have, you know, they've never had to work under the pitch clock. 20 seconds is plenty of time to get rid of the ball. Catcher throws you the ball, you step on the rubber and pitch.
That's it.
It's not that hard.
I agree. Are you a Yankee fan?
I live in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Well.
And the Tampa Bay Rays began in 1998.
Yeah.
And even though they've never won a World Series, which makes me crazy, because they're so damn cheap, which makes me crazy, I have season tickets to the Tampa Bay Rays. Okay. So, once the Rays are knocked out of competition at the end, I then go back to becoming a Yankee.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, his name is Peter Gollenbach, and Pete, we got to go. We're out of time. Sorry about that. Could talk to you about this sport for hours, but we appreciate it. Your latest book, Whispers of the Gods, is a bestseller. I know this isn't what we normally talk about here on the USA Radio Network and on Raw and Unfiltered, the great Wayne Allen Root, but I thought I'd throw you a little curveball as we wrap up a week. And we could just kind of get a taste of the old horse hide as we're smack dab in the middle of the baseball playoffs. So there you go. So, Pete, thank you very much. Out of time. It's always an honor and a pleasure to spend some time here with you on this great USA Radio Network. Wayne, I'm sure we'll be back on Monday. And, again, I want to thank Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons. We could not do a show without him. We thank him very, very much. You guys enjoy the rest of your night or afternoon, depending upon where you are. And please enjoy the rest of your weekend. And be safe. Okay, keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.